You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
From the Barclays Centre in Brooklyn, this is for the WBC Silver Welterweight title, of course, which Amir Khan has got round his waist after beating Devin Alexander. Chris Algieri, people will have seen quite a lot of him recently. Obviously, last lost to Manny Pacquiao, but before that, beat Ruslan Provodnikov on a split decision. He lasted the 12 against Pacquiao, but got pretty much busted up, didn't he? And yeah, people are basically saying, you know, if he couldn't deal with Pacquiao's movement and speed, then he probably won't be able to deal with Amir Khan's movement and speed, because he looked sensational, really, in recent fights, hasn't he, Amir Khan?
Last two fights, Amir's looked fantastic, yeah.
The odds, you won't be surprised to know that Amir Khan is the favourite here at 1-16, Buncey. You might be surprised by the price. 25-1 wow. The draw, and 8-1 Chris Algieri. People saying Algieri's a good opponent, a good world level fighter, but not at ultra level, not at the level where Amir Khan is and wants to be. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's fair. I mean, he beat Provodnikov, and if it was Provodnikov against Khan tonight in New York, people would be very excited. The bookies would not have those sort of odds. Sure, he lost to Pacquiao in Macau, has dropped several times, lost handily. A fight famous for Algieri's coach saying, I think at the end of the 11th, when he'd been on the floor about four times, okay, Chris, it's time to come out of the cage, or words to that effect, which I thought was hilarious. But he's got plenty of heart, Algieri, and he's a better fighter and a more elusive fighter than perhaps he's given credit for. This isn't about Amir winning. This is about how Amir wins. Let's get that right. If Amir wins on points, then he probably doesn't move any closer to a super fight with Pacquiao or Mayweather. If Amir can get Algieri like he can, he applies that simple pressure, excessive pressure, like he did against Colazzo and like he did against Alexander, and I don't think Algieri is as tough as those two. Amir needs to get to him, walking down, and stop him. If he stops him, it's a statement of genuine intent, because Pacquiao didn't stop him. Pacquiao didn't stop him, and then he went to Mayweather. If Khan were to stop him, that puts Khan firmly at the top of Mayweather's shopping list. Even though I'm convinced, I'm not going to change my tone, I don't think Mayweather wants to fight Khan. I think Khan's all wrong for Mayweather. I think Mayweather's not scared of losing. I just think it's a hard night, a really hard night for a man like Mayweather's getting older and slower with each fight. So Khan needs to look good. And I think we will see that tonight. We saw a great performance against Colazzo. We saw an even better performance against Devin Alexander. And I think we'll see an even better performance against Algieri. Khan, I'm convinced Khan will want to stop him. And I think it's going to be hard to do that, because Pacquiao fouled to do it, and it was a Pacquiao that was fired up, remember. But I think Khan's going to get to him in the last three or four rounds. I think by about round 9, this fight could be over.
Well, Amir Khan in round 7-9 is 4-1, and round 10-12 is 6-1. So just kind of just dividing your bet up a little bit there. I mean, you could go 9-10, that's 12-1, yeah, or 14-1, or 9-10-11. You can group them up yourself by just, yeah, putting them in there and dividing your stake by however many. But yeah, so round 9 is 12-1, round 8, 11-1. So, I mean, yeah, Khan just to win by stoppage is 5-6, so it's odds on. So the bookies are kind of agreeing with you there, Bunty. It's 11-10 for Khan to win by decision. Obviously, his last three have all gone the 12 rounds, but as you say, it'd be interesting if he wants to put on a show here against.
And that's what it's about. It's about a show, you know. Because bear in mind, you know, you're not, when you're fighting Colazzo, when you're fighting Alexander, you're fighting them to win, just to win, to get a good win, and to win impressively, which he did. That's not enough here tonight.
No.
Winning all 12 rounds against Algieri isn't enough. Let's get this. It's not enough. There is added pressure on Khan here. He acknowledges it, as does Virgil Hunter. They don't like talking about Mayweather. They don't like talking about the M word, so to speak. But they do acknowledge that there is incredible pressure on the pair.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.